All right. Can you turn to Philippians chapter 4, please? The verses that we're going to be doing are 4 through 9. And it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day. I want to ask that you give me the wisdom to know what to say. And I want to thank you for the lunch that we just had. In Jesus' name, amen. So, one man was always worrying. He worried about his children. He worried about his job, his wife, his health. But one day, a friend of this man noted that he was extremely calm and peaceful. The friend asked, "Why are you so calm? You always worry about everything. What happened?" The former worrier replied, "I just hired a man to do the worrying for me." "Well, how much are you paying him?" his friend inquired. $1,000 a week," the man replied. $1,000 a week? You can't afford $1,000 a week." The worrier responded, "That's his problem." Anxiety is a big problem in our world, and it's not a new problem. The church at Philippi was full of care and needed the peace of God. We don't know exactly what they were worried about, but there are plenty of things that we can worry about in this life, like preaching your very first sermon in front of people. There might be some things that you are worried about today. If you're not worried about anything right now, you might find yourself worrying about something soon. Paul gave the church at Philippi 5 things to do if they want to have the peace of God, and it's not going to cost you $1,000 a week. The first thing Paul told the church was to always rejoice in the Lord no matter what happened. If you look at verse 4 again, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Bad things happen that make it hard to rejoice, like spilling your coffee, having a bad hair day, mean coworkers or classmates, other drivers, terrible restaurants, running out of gas, running out of food, running out of coffee, pen explosions, cats, a lot of homework, high bills, losing a loved one, or bad reports from the hospital. Sometimes it's hard to be happy. Paul is not telling the Philippians to always be happy with what is happening. He is telling them to rejoice in the Lord always. Even through hard times, there is always something to rejoice about. You can always rejoice in the Lord. You can always rejoice that God sent his son. You can always rejoice that God is with you and he forgives. You can always rejoice that God is in control. You can always rejoice that God can use bad things for good. Being positive isn't pretending everything is good. It's seeing the good in everything. Here's what is good in everything. The Lord. Always is an old English term that means all the way. Circumstances change, but God is the same all the way. So you can rejoice in the Lord always. If we aren't rejoicing in the Lord, how can we expect to have peace? The second thing Paul told the church was to be reasonable unto all men. Verse 5 says, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Which someone stole that this Sunday school morning. What is moderation? Moderation means to be reasonable, gentle, mild, or patient. It has to do with how you respond. When something happens, God wants us to respond reasonably. It's hard to be reasonable to someone when you're yelling at them. It's hard to be reasonable to someone if you don't listen to them. Paul said to let your moderation be known unto all men. Even if they aren't being reasonable, God still wants us to be reasonable. Why? The Lord is at hand. He could come back any time. When he does, we need to be reasonable. If we aren't being reasonable, how can we expect to have peace? The third thing Paul told the church was to pray instead of worrying, and God would give them peace. Verses 6 and 7 say, "Be careful for nothing, But in everything by prayer and supplication of thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. To be careful for nothing means to not be full of care. It doesn't mean to not care about things. It means to not allow that concern to fill up your mind so that it is all you can think about. It means not to worry. It means not to be anxious. And Paul said to be careful for nothing. Instead of worrying about it, Paul said that they should pray about it. Prayer is talking to God. Supplication is asking for help. Thanksgiving is thanking for God for what he has already done. So when we let a request be made known unto God, we pray to him, ask him for help, and thank him for what he has done. If you do that, the peace of God will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. To keep means to guard or protect. If you pray, asking God for help and thanking him for what he has already done, he will protect your heart and mind from anxiety. When you pray, you have to mean it. You actually need to give what you're worried about to him and trust him to help. You can't expect for God to give you peace if you don't trust him to help you. This kind of praying is not just mentioning things to God, it's bringing things to God, asking him for help. Bring your worry to God and trust that he is in control. He will help. If we aren't praying and trusting God, how can we expect to have peace? The fourth thing Paul told the church was to think like a godly Christian. Verse 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." In verse 8, Paul gave them a list of some godly things to think about. He said to think about things that are pure, just, honest, true, lovely, and of good report. Those are things Christians should be thinking about if they want to live a life of good virtue and praise. Virtue means uprightness or goodness, and praise means thankfulness. So if you want to be godly and thankful, a godly and thankful Christian, these are the things you should think about. Unfortunately, we don't always think on these things. We often think about things that are useless, inappropriate, unjust, dishonest, untrue, hateful, hurtful, rebellious, or negative. When we think this way, how can we expect to have peace? The movies we watch, the music we listen to, and the friends we hang out with have a lot to do with what we think about. We need to be careful about what we think about. The fifth thing Paul told the church was to do what they were supposed to do, and the God of peace would be with them. If you look at verse 9, it says, "Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." There were things that Paul had already told them to do. They had learned, received, and heard, and seen these things, and they knew what they were supposed to do. They knew that they were supposed to do them. The only reason Paul had to tell them to do these things is because they apparently weren't doing those things. They knew what to do, but they weren't doing it. If they didn't have the peace of God, it could be because they weren't doing what they knew they should have been doing. Sometimes there are things we know God wants us to do, and for whatever reason, we're not doing it. God wants you to read your Bible. God wants you to pray. God wants us to obey and respect our parents. God wants us to do our chores. God wants us to do our homework. God wants us to tell other people about him. God wants us to follow him. There are a lot of things that the Bible makes clear that God wants us to do and not to do. If we aren't doing what we know God wants us to do, how can we expect to have peace? So what are you worried about? Ask yourself, are you rejoicing in the Lord? Are you being reasonable? Are you praying and trusting God about it? Are you thinking about the right things? Are you doing what you know God wants you to do? If you're not doing these things, how can you expect to have peace? Don't worry, God is with you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day. I want to ask that you let this message get to people and let them listen to this message and help them to do these things. In Jesus' name, amen.